This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Vikings continue to get ready for Sunday's game in London against Cleveland. Minnesota quarterback Carson Wentz says the trip to Europe so far has been unique.
It's been a lot of fun. It's different. It kind of breaks up the monotony of a season, all those things. And so for me, I think it's gorgeous. I think it's gorgeous out here. We're at a really cool property. Obviously, I miss my family, so that's different. But at the same time, you're getting to bond with kind of a new family, so to speak, and do some different things.
Sunday's game will kick off at 8:30 a.m. Gopher quarterback Drake Lindsey and his teammates have quite a challenge. They're at number one Ohio State Saturday. Lindsey says it'll be fun going against a former NFL head coach who's now the defensive coordinator at OSU.
Matt Patricia's a guy I've always seen on TV, and I always remembered him as the guy with the pencil in his ear. I think it's super, super cool and a great opportunity to go down there and play them. I mean, they're the best team in the country right now.
Kickoff is Saturday night at 6:30. The 10th-ranked Gopher volleyball team lost in Michigan last night 3-1. The Timberwolves have a travel day today. They're headed out west to San Diego. They'll play Denver there in a preseason game on Saturday. Head coach Chris Finch says so far they're focusing on defense this training camp.
You know, we know what makes our defense good. That starts in transition. A lot of emphasis on defensive transition. We feel real confident in the half court. You know, numbers have backed that up. You know, also just continuing to find ways to cover for Rudy so he can be as active as possible.
Saturday's game will tip off at 8 o'clock. The Wild are back in action tomorrow night. They play Chicago in the final preseason game of the year in the Windy City. Minnesota head coach John Hines says he likes what he's seen from veteran Vladimir Tarasenko.
I've liked his work ethic. He's had some spots in the games where he's looked really good. You know, there's other ones where he's working his way into what we're doing. So overall, as far as he's, you know, his practice habits, his competitiveness, his willingness, I think, to play the game the right way, I think it's been very good.
Tomorrow night's game faces off at 7. This is MNN Sports.